Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stainis, and also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are celebrating our 30th annual conference. Yes, we've been around since 1993, supporting women, witnessing their dreams, and just helping them on their journey and creating community. We have a fabulous conference coming up March 24th through the 27th. It's virtual. Anybody can join us from around the country, around the world. So we hope you will. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. We have many experiential workshops. Keynote speakers are Rianne Eisler and Cynthia James, and three wonderful panels on topics of interest for women, such as racial equity, spiritual activism, and the sacred feminine. So please join us. Just check it out at womanofwisdom.org. And today, my guest is one of our workshop presenters, Vernell Nelson. She is giving a workshop, Where Do We Go From Here? Which is a good question. We've all been asking that. Vernell Nelson is a Florida-based ordained Unity minister, and she founded Unity Golden Life Ministries in 2015. She is the author of Living a Golden Life and Don't Ever Invite Me to Another Pity Party. She is also the president of the Unity Urban Ministerial School Alumni Association. Her work includes spiritual support for hospice patients and their circle of care, as well as teaching, lecturing, speaking at New Thought spiritual centers, and facilitating workshops throughout the nation. Her website is unitygoldenlife.org. So welcome, Vernell.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's an honor to have you again.
It's an honor and a blessing to be with you again this year.
Yeah, you've come back. You were at our first virtual conference last year. So yes. Tell us your work as a Unity minister. It's really quite a service that you do for all the people down there in Florida.
Well, Unity Golden Life Ministries is primarily a prayer ministry. We started out doing meditation services on the beach, on beach at Lauderdale by the Sea on the first and third Saturday of every month. And our mission is to just help people understand that life is golden at whatever phase of life you might be. We focus a lot of our attention on providing spiritual support for hospice patients in their circle of care. We also provide prayer support for anyone who reaches out to us, either English or in Spanish. And we do home visitations and hospital visitations for anyone who is in need. And of course, as you've heard, we also do workshop facilitate. As you know, we facilitate workshops. And we teach classes, and I'm available for speaking at New Thought Centers, either in person or virtually, especially since things have evolved over the last couple of years. I'm really available virtually almost anywhere, any day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that's great work that you do.
Thank you.
And so your workshop is going to be for women to come together and discuss many of the issues women are facing, particularly people of color, but women, we all face these issues we're dealing with, of freedom rights, abortion, voting, freedom. Tell us about that. What inspired you to do this particular workshop?
Well, looking at the world around us and how so many things have changed, and how certain elements of our society are trying to turn back the hands of time, and I just felt compelled to come up with some kind of a game plan. And as you know, anytime you have a game plan, it's fluid. It's going to change. And with the events of that are taking place in Europe right now, then that game plan is still evolving and changing. But while we're developing our game plan, we must understand that as women, we have divine energy and divine responsibility to not only be who we are and be fully present as the nurturers and the life givers and the light bearers of the world. We also have an obligation to ourselves. And that obligation includes being true to ourselves. And we can't allow ourselves to get so involved with and caught up in those things that are swirling around us that we forget this truth. Because when we get away from the truth of what we are and the truth of the gifts that we bring to the table, then we can't be fully present and therefore cannot be a part of the evolving of the world into something that we know is possible.
Yeah. So, and what you're kind of saying is we have to do our work. We have to do our personal work and get
clear. We have to do our personal work. Yes, definitely.
And so that we can make a stand, you know, we can't just get out there and shout and wave our hands and signs and not back it up with what we stand in truth for ourselves.
Change starts within. It starts within, and then you bring it out. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to with this workshop, and I do acknowledge this is the very first time I'm presenting this workshop, so we're all learning as we go through this process. But they're going to be small groups, small discussion groups, where people can come together and in a safe place share what they're feeling. In a safe place, be open and vulnerable. Because there's so many things that are distracting our attention, so many things that are disturbing our inner peace. And we have to heal that in order to be the healers in the world that we know we can be.
Yeah, and it's so important to gather with other women and talk about, you know, share. That's how you also get clarity, sharing what you're feeling, hearing what other people are feeling. But also, you know, as a minister, you're been in this position to listen to many women. I would love for you to share your personal experience of how you've been witnessing women, how they've been impacted by these issues, how it's impacted their lives.
Wow. A lot of women who I have had an opportunity to talk with are feeling lost, some of them. Some are feeling hopeful, others are feeling hopeless. Some just don't know which way to turn. Some women I've spoken with can't even verbalize what they're feeling. They're so torn within. And I'm talking about women of color. I'm talking about women from other nationalities. I'm talking about white women. It just crosses the whole spectrum. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you're from. We are all dealing with being conflicted about where we go from here. And this is why, you know, I was called to do this workshop so that we can just really just be open and honest about what we're feeling and hopefully come to some conclusions about what we do internally to bring about the peace externally in our environments, in our world even.
Yes, and I imagine, and knowing your work, that you're creating a safe container for women, because there will be women there with differing opinions.
Of course.
And everyone wants to be heard. And so to create that safe container, and that's what we do at Women of Wisdom. And then women are witnessed. And when you're able to share and feel witnessed, you know, we have kind of, our guidelines are you don't interrupt, you listen, you let people talk, you get your turn to shout. Everybody has their turn to talk.
Right.
And with that comes healing and understanding and hearing things from, I hadn't thought about it that way. And that helps us in that we're in such a division, even amongst women, there's such a division in our country.
Definitely.
And so getting together and talking and finding your commonality. I mean, I think that's where some of the healing comes from. Finding your common roots as being a woman. What's the most important thing for you? And then for women, you know, you'll find that with other women, very similar or.
Yeah. I belong to a group here in South Florida called JAM and All, and it was created right after 9/11. And JAM and All stands for Jews and Muslims and All Others. And it is an interfaith group that came out of all of that anti-Muslim sentiment and all of the fear and angst that was a result of the attacks on 9/11, 2001. And we have found so much common ground. We understand clearly that we have far, far, far more in common than we have differences. And I fully expect that we'll do the same thing with this workshop on the 27th. Yes, we do all come from different theologies, different ideologies, different ethnicities, and all of that. But the bottom line is, just like we discovered during our coming together with Jam and All, we all have the same ultimate goal. When you peel back all of the skins and all of the layers, the bottom line is the truth. Our ultimate goal is the same. And we work from that space and move forward.
And I would think, knowing you, knowing Unity, the ministerial church of Unity, it's all based on love.
Yes, it is. That's it right there. That simple four-letter word that has been abused, misused, misinterpreted, misunderstood. When you peel back, again, you peel back those layers, that is the ultimate goal. And when we stand in that space of loving one another unconditionally, that agape love, there's no conflict. You may not agree, but there is no conflict. And that is a major, major importance, major difference. Mm-hmm. We can agree on what we agree on, come together on those commonalities and grow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and showing the respect for each. Everybody comes from a different perspective, comes from a different life experience, a different upbringing as a child. So we're all impacted in different ways. And to have that compassion to, walk in someone else's shoes and to listen, you can start to understand someone who may be polar opposite of you. And go, oh, that's where they're coming from. Just to listen to that and not be, and set aside our judgments, and which is not easy to do.
And as we develop those skills and we carry those skills with us out into the world, imagine the difference we can make by just demonstrating those skills of being able to listen, of being able to genuinely respect, and sometimes empathize, but it's not always necessary. Those are the keys that begin to unlock the doors to incredible, incredible results, results of harmony, of peace, of just getting along. It's more than just tolerance, it's acceptance. Accept that whatever we see in our microcosm is different from what the person right next to us is seeing through theirs. It's almost like the children's story about the blind man and the elephant. Depends on where you are, to how it looks to you, what you think it might be. Again, it's like Chris said, your upbringing, your culture, your own individual perspective, because we understand and we know that there are people who were raised in the same household with the same parents, the same gene pool, be total polar opposites in ideology. But we still love them because they're our brothers, they're our sisters, they're our parents, our cousins, our aunts and our uncles. So where do we go from here? We continue to love them and we be the peace bearers, the peacemakers. You can change the world that way.
Yes, and I think we're all, well, Brings me to my next question of, do you have hope? Do you have hope for the future of women being able to facilitate this change?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. If you look at the history of this world, the women who have been able to attain roles of leadership on the national and international level have all made positive change, have all brought about healing on one level or another, even people like Cleopatra, who, you know, the jury might be out on in some cases. But as I see it, and I say this as I see it, women have always, always had pivotal roles in bringing about positive change in the world. And we shall continue to play critical roles in the positive outcomes in this world. That feminine energy is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we're in an era of women stepping up to leadership and women having that ability. And, you know, we're in this amazing era where women are learning to use their voices and to stand up for truth. And those, we're all different levels of that. Some, we're still healing that. Some are further along, and it's great to have the role models of seeing women who do speak up, who aren't afraid to speak up and stand their truth against whatever is face, you know, being thrown at them. Cause sometimes we do, you know, there's the backlash and we get thrown things at us. So, and it brings me to my last question. How your workshop fits in with the theme, which I think I didn't mention. Our theme this year is celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine.
We are so, and I'm sorry, I forgot to put my pearls on for the city. We are celebrating the gifts that we have as women to be the healers in this world. We are celebrating our gifts by demonstrating and showing that we are the pearls. We are jewels, we are gems. And that means that we know we are precious. We are precious beings, precious but not fragile. One of the most expensive gems in this world is a diamond. And it is also one of the hardest surfaces. One of the hardest things to break is that diamond. We understand that that pearl is formed and it grows and becomes more and more valuable with the challenges and the friction that that grain of sand experiences.
Oh, that's a great statement.
We are resilient beings. And the more resilient we are, the more valuable and precious we are. So we honor that and we celebrate it and we nurture it and we make it even stronger.
Yes, I like that we are that pearl at strengthening ourselves and the challenges we face, the little irritations as we grow. We become stronger and bigger and more beautiful. That pearl is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Vernell.
Thank you, Chris. It's so good to see you.
Yes, so you too. And we look forward to seeing you in March, March 24th through the 27th. Everybody, check it out at womanofwisdom.org. Just look for the 2022 conference on our website, womanofwisdom.org, and you can read more about Vernell and her work at unitygoldenlife.org.
Thank you.